This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Coming up, teacher's pet. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Sex in the City has nothing on sex in the school. Gina was a high school teacher who was suspected of having a sexual relationship with MR, her 15-year-old biology student. Apparently, Gina decided to teach MR biology one-on-one, emphasizing the birds and the bees. After rumors began circulating, the principal questioned both Gina and MR, both of whom denied any impropriety. Then Gary, the dean of students, was assigned to investigate the matter. Unfortunately, Gary himself had been accused by Gina of sexually harassing a female student the year before. After Gary threatened MR with expulsion and possible jail time, MR capitulated and admitted everything. The school superintendent then called in the police, and Gina ended up being arrested and then indicted as a sexual perpetrator. However, she was acquitted and then sued. The court ruled that her case could proceed on the question of whether the school's investigation was fundamentally biased because of Gary's conflict of interest. So sex between teachers and students is off limits, and unfair, biased investigations can teach a lesson as well. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.